Thank you. Sorry about that little fluff there. Great, a friendly visit, but you know, I very rarely hear it played anymore. But I've played it since I was a kid, believe it or not.
What were the last two hornpipes again? The names?
So we had the Stack of Wheat and the Friendly Visit. So I was figuring Friendly Visit, right? Everybody, you know, people are visiting their family and all that kind of stuff. So I thought that was appropriate for Thanksgiving.
At least virtually.
The virtual friendly.
Well, there are people that are actually getting together. So, I was recording all day for Patrick Mangan. He's doing a Christmas project. So I was actually sitting here all bloody day doing some O'Carolan music. And my back is killing me and everything. But Patrick's very blessed that his 92-year-old grandmother is with him. So she's been playing with their 3-year-old all day. Imagine that, 92, playing with the granddaughter, or great-granddaughter, I should say. But yeah, how are we all doing? We're doing good? All right. Let's go back to reels then. So I guess this is the sixth one. So I wanted to get a sense. I meant to ask you this before. So while I think of it, I should ask you. So I know in a session, usually you bounce it around from person to person. But I was thinking that the slow session, even with my you know, feeble mind here to some degree, with tunes, that I would set the tempo and keep it going. And I hope that's okay with everybody. I just don't want it to become a disaster. You know what I mean? It's no, if I'm not speaking of anybody individually or personally, but we have small little disasters with me. I just don't want a big disaster. We have pockets of disasters with my feeble memory. All right. So let me.
Hey, John, I would like to see us repeat some tunes from week to week and not always just have completely new material.
Yes.
That's great.
Yay, yay.
I'm into that because you can see, you know, I work really, really hard trying to get different tunes. And I was thinking as I signed up for another 6 weeks.
How many more tunes do you have? Yeah.
I don't know if I could keep doing what I'm doing here. But
Yeah, let's repeat
some. Everything you've done. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Start at the beginning again.
I do want to remind everyone that we are recording these sessions, and the audio file of the entire session is available, and is being links being mailed out after the session each week. So you do have recordings of these. And so
fantastic.
Thank you, Michael.
If you're not on John's email list, you should get on it because that is where the links are being sent out for the recordings.
So this is my first time. Is it possible to get past links?
I don't know if they're still available.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Do we have any available from anybody? I might have last week or the week before, maybe. I have to figure out how I get it. It's on my trial.
Don't go to any trouble. It's fine.
So the last week is available. I've got some new hosting, so I probably will be able to put them all somewhere in the next couple of weeks. What we've been doing is just sort of posting them 1 week at a time, but I do have the recordings. It's just a matter of finding a place to put them because they're pretty big. So yeah, they will be available eventually all in one place, at least back for about 3 sessions going back.
Michael, would
was
it help?
Was there a recording for the first session?
I don't think there was a recording for the first session. I think I started on the second session.
Yeah, and I didn't. I don't think I did the first one either. But Michael, would it help you if I gave you my Dropbox account?
Yeah, let's talk offline. We'll figure something out. Yep.
Great. All right. So a couple more reels. Let me see. Kiss the Maid Behind the Barrel.
John, are you still burning turf, or do you have some sheet music going there? Okay.
I've got my sheet music here because I'd be in trouble.
He's burning his sheet music. Oh, my God.
It looks like it. There was a big puff of smoke that sort of wafted across the screen.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not burning, but I love that. See? It's really, really hard to describe what it smells like, and I highly recommend you getting it because it's absolutely, I mean, that's part of Ireland, you know, sitting around the fire. You know, the first time I went to Ireland, I was 4 months old. And I went every year. My parents, as poor as they were, they made sure that we got to go to Ireland every year. And we generally went to Wexford, even though my mother was from Tip, because we stayed with my great-grandmother at the time in her thatch cottage, with the clay floor and with the big open fireplace with the granny hooks and everything. And you know, I used to sit, they used to have a little wheel for the bellows, for the fire. You turn the wheel to keep the fire burning. I'd sit there all night with the wheel and putting the turf on the fire. And then the music would start, long before I ever started playing, you know, music and storytelling. Listen, they were right blackguards. My great-grandmother trying to get us to go to bed would be telling us, if you don't go to bed, the boogeyman with the sack will be around. And you wouldn't want to be going off in the sack with the boogeyman. And how in the name of, as my father said, how in the name of Jesus would you sleep after that? He's like, you'd be sitting afraid of your life, laying in the bed, looking out the window with every bloody shadow that came by in the dark of night, you know? Anyway, I digress. So let me see, what am I doing here? The kiss the maid behind the barrel, what do I have with that?
The man in the house and wind that shakes.
Oh, man in the house is good, and the wind that shakes the barley, I do know that one too. And I actually printed it, but I think I've got it. But this one, that's a great tune. I learned this from a session that my father recorded in London, and I remember Tommy McCarthy was playing it on the concertina. Such a lovely tune. So Kiss the Maid Behind the Barrel, Man of the House. Try and get through this first one. It might be a little shaky, but